Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that are listening over the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing to each and every one of you on this June 4th, 2016. This is lesson 181, chapter 38, entitled Come Rest a While, part 3. The opening song to our study today is entitled Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, oh, what words I hear him say. Happy place so near, so precious, may it find me dear each day. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, I will look upon the past. For his love has been so precious, it has won my heart at last. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, where can mortal be more blessed? There I lay my sins and sorrows, and when weary find sweet rest. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, there I love to weep and pray. While I from his fullness gather grace and comfort every day. Bless me, O my Savior, bless me as I sit low at thy feet. Oh, look down in love upon me. Let me see thy face so sweet. Give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus. Make me holy as he is. May I prove I've been with Jesus, who is all my righteousness.
Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep us safe. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for waking us up this morning. And I hope everyone understands this study today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, thank you for reading and keep me safe if you want to go to heaven. Thank you for loving us, Ian. Thank you for waking us up. And we hope that we keep Sally's holy Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 35 from the King James Version. And it reads, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will end with part 3 of our lesson entitled, Come Rest a While, in our study book, The Side of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Luke chapter 5, verse 15. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Luke 5, 16. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Luke 6:12. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen.
James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and give that giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.
Great job, everyone. So today we will cover page 362 through 363. We are in Desire of Ages, page 362. Bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 362. In the estimation of the rabbis, it was the sum of religion to be always in a bustle of activity. They depended upon some outward performance to show their superior piety. Thus they separated their souls from God and built themselves up in self-sufficiency. The same danger still exists. As activity increases and men become successful in doing any work for God, there is danger in trusting to human plans and methods. There is a tendency to pray less and to have less faith. Like the disciples, we are in danger of losing sight of our dependence on God and seeking to make a savior of our activity. We need to look constantly to Jesus, realizing that it is His power which does the work. While we are to labor earnestly for the salvation of the lost, we must also take time for meditation, for prayer, and for the study of the Word of God. Only the work accomplished with much prayer and sanctified by the merit of Christ will in the end prove to have been efficient for good. Desire of Ages, page 362, paragraph 2.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, where are these words, "Come ye yourself apart and rest a while," told only to his disciple? And what also must Christ's disciple exercise besides self-denial and sacrifices so that Satan takes no advantage of them? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
No, Christ's words of compassion are spoken to his workers today just as surely as they were spoken to his disciples, and care must also be exercised through their over zeal. Satan take advantage of the weakness of humanity, and the works of God be marred.
Amen. So let's learn our first scripture song together, dear one. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O God. Thy law is within my heart. Many are the wonders thou hast done. There is none to compare with thee. Fill my heart with thy loving kindness. Breed on me breath of the living God. How I long to see thy praise, and how I love to praise thy holy name. How I long to see thy presence. How I love to praise thy holy name.
No other life was ever so crowded with labor and responsibility as was that of Jesus. Yet how often he was found in prayer, how constant was his communion with God again and again in the history of his early life and found earthly life and found records such as these. Rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Great
multitudes
came together to hear and to be healed by him of their fire infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in God in prayer to God. Mark 1:35.
Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. How did the rabbis separate their souls from God and build themselves up in self-sufficiency? And how are we, like the disciples, in danger of losing sight of our dependence on God and seeking to make a savior of our activities? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones. Babala.
It was the sum of religion to be always in the bustle of activity, the depended upon the outward performance to show their super piety, pity, and we need to look constantly to Jesus, realizing it is his power which does the work.
Desire Meditation 362. In a life wholly devoted to the God, the good of others, the Savior found it necessary to withdraw from the thoroughfares of travel and from the throng of followed him day after day. He must turn aside from the life of ceaseless activities and contact with human needs to seek retirement and unbroken communion with his Father. As one with us, a sharer is in our needs and weakness. He was wholly dependent upon God, and in the secret place of prayer, he sought divine strength that he might go forth grace for duty and trial. In a world of sin, Jesus endured struggles and tortures of soul. In communion with God, he could unburden the sorrows that were crushing him. Here he found comfort and joy. Desire Meditation 362, paragraph 4.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Whose life was ever so crowded with labor and responsibility, yet how often was he found in prayer? And what statement is found in the history of his early life and records testifying to that fact? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
It was that of Jesus
and rising
up a great well
before day.
He went out. I know his name, but I do know. Next slide, please.
Not with it.
Desire of Ages 363. In Christ, the cry of humanity reached the Father of infinite pity. As a man, he supplicated the throne of God till his humanity was charged with a heavenly current
that should connect humanity with divinity. Through continual communion, he received life from God, that he might impart life to the world. His experience is to be ours. And on the slide it says, "Then spake Jesus, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Amen. And that was from John chapter 8, verse 12, the King James Version. And that paragraph was Desire of Ages, page 363, paragraph 1. And continuing, "Come ye yourselves apart," he bids us. If we would give heed to his word, we should be stronger and more useful. The disciples sought Jesus and told him all things, and he encouraged and instructed them. If today we would take time to go to Jesus and tell him our needs, we should not be disappointed. He would be our right hand to help us. And continuing on the next slide. We need more simplicity, more trust and confidence in our Savior. He whose name is called the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, he of whom it is written, "The government shall be upon his shoulder," is the Wonderful Counselor. We are invited to ask wisdom of him. He giveth to all men liberally and unburdeneth not. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, James 1, verse 5. Desire of Ages, page 363, paragraph 2. And on the slide it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And that was Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And wisdom is from above. And James chapter 1, verse 5, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and unabridged not, and it shall be given unto him." Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us in the room. Question, boys and girls, what did Jesus have to do to turn aside from a life of ceaseless activity and contact with human needs? And who was Jesus wholly dependent upon while he endured struggles and torture of soul in a world of sin? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble out.
Answer: to seek
retirement
and unbroken communion with his Father, and he was wholly dependent upon God in the secret place of prayer. He sought divine strength that he might go
forth
braced for duty and trial. He could unburden the sorrows that were crushing him. Here he found comfort and joy.
Amen. Good job. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 9 and 6.
Walk in darkness, have seen
And all who are under the training of God is to be revealed a life that is not in harmony with the world, its customs, or its practices. And everyone needs to have a personal experience in obtaining a knowledge of the will of God.
We must
individually
hear
him
speaking to the heart.
When
every other
voice
is
hushed
and
quietness
we
wait
before
him
the
silence
of the
soul
makes
more distinct
the
voice
of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job. Question, boys and girls, what would be the result if today we would take time to go to Jesus and tell him our needs? And why should we need more simplicity, more trust, and confidence in our Savior? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one.
We should not be disappointed. He would be at our right hand to help us. And because the government shall be upon his shoulder, he giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not.
And what? One word. Up what?
Upbraideth.
He bids us, he bids us, but still and know that I am God. Psalms 46:10. Here alone we can rest, be found, and this is the effectual preparation for all who labor for God. Amid the hurrying throng and the strain of life, intense activities, the soul that is thus refreshed with the surrounded with the atmosphere of light and peace. The life we breathe with fragrance and will reveal a divine power that will reach men's heart.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy. What does everyone need to have who are under the training of God? And what does he bid us? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones. Babala.
A personal experience in obtaining a knowledge of the will of God, and be still and know that I am God. Here alone can true trust be found.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us learn our last song together, dear ones, entitled "Abba Father, a Song of Faith." This song has a little history. It's a song my soul cried out as a testimony of faith in God's promise to deliver my son from tuberculosis at the tender age of 3 years old. Abba Father, all things are possible with you. Abba Father, oh, Abba Father, Abba Father, all things are made whole in you. Abba Father, oh, loving Father, precious Jesus, all things are possible with you. Precious Jesus, O precious Savior, please, Lord Jesus, help me surrender him to you. Please, Lord Jesus, O loving Savior, Holy Spirit, help me surrender all to you. Holy Spirit, Almighty Comforter, please, Lord Jesus, help me surrender all for you. Holy Father, O precious Savior, Abba Father. Amen. We have come to the ending of the first section of our study, and this is the section where we ask the little one to come close.
Good morning, boys and girls. I'm going to read to you about Moab today. Moab, a failure because he refused to change. Could we become failures by refusing to change? It said here in the Bible, in Jeremiah 48:11, Moab hath been at ease from his youth. In other words, he hasn't learned responsibility. And he hath settled on his lees. That means he has just been laying around. And hath not been emptied from vessel to vessel. He hasn't had a lot of trials in life. Neither hath he gone into captivity. Because his taste remaineth in him. He clings to his defects. And his scent is not changed. I don't know what that means. A man may refuse to hear the counsels and admonitions or warnings and advice of God. He may choose to take the regulating of his conduct into his own hands. He says, "I'll live life my way." That reminds me of a man who sang a song called, "I Did It My Way." I think he will be astonished in the judgment to learn that his way was the wrong way. Like Moab, he refuses to be changed. He refuses to correct his defective traits of character. And although the Lord has plainly put out his work, his privileges, opportunities, and the advancement to be made, it is too much trouble to break up his old ways and transform or change his ideas and methods. His taste remains in him. He clings to his defects. There are many who are not satisfied with the work that God has given them. They are not satisfied to serve him pleasantly or willingly in the place that he has marked out for them, or to do uncomplainingly the work that he has placed in their hands. Do you remember this? "I'll be most happy to do whatever you ask me to do, Lord." We spoke of that earlier. It is right for us to be dissatisfied or unhappy with the way in which we perform our duty. But we are not to be dissatisfied with the duty itself. Because in his providence or plans, God places before human beings service that will be a medicine to their diseased minds. Are our minds sick or diseased? Yes. Sin is a sickness or a disease. Some he places where relaxed discipline or overindulgence will not be their snare. God places us where everything isn't easy, where they are taught to appreciate the value of time and to make the best and wisest use of it. There are some who desire to be a ruling power. Some people like to rule over others, force them to do their will. Do you know anybody like that? And who need the sanctification or purifying of submission. That means, I'll do whatever you want me to do, Lord. They are being qualified or prepared to fill places where their disciplined ability will make them of the greatest service. Some God trains by bringing them into disappointment and apparent failure. That reminds me of the song. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great trials, but God gives the song in the night season and all the day long. You see, everybody doesn't have the same trials. It is His purpose that they shall learn to master difficulty. In other words, when they have problems, they learn to turn to God for help. Many are ignorant of how to work for God, not because they need to be ignorant, but because they are not willing to submit to His training process. Moab is spoken of as a failure because the word declares he hath been at ease from his youth. He never learned any responsibility. Sons and Daughters of God, page 97. Moab hath been at ease from his youth. He hadn't learned responsibility. He hath settled on his lees. That means he's become a couch potato. And hath not been emptied from vessel to vessel. He hasn't had trials. Neither hath he gone into captivity. Therefore his taste remained in him. He clings to his defects. And his scent is not changed. No, his attitude is not changed. That's good. Gosh, where were you when I did? You're working on this. Jeremiah 48:11. Thank you for listening, kids, children.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear brother. Next week, dear ones, we will begin a new chapter of our study entitled, Give Ye Them to Eat, of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddy, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
I hope everyone has a great day today, and I hope everyone understands the study. And thank you for everything you did to keep us safe. Thank you for waking us up. And I hope my sister's braces doesn't hurt her teeth anymore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, thank you for you and keep you safe. You have to go in heaven and pray for God. And thank you for keeping us holy. And thank you for waking us up. And thank you for letting us see Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And we hope her teeth doesn't hurt either. Next Sabbath, dear ones, will be chapter 39, Give Ye Them to Eat, and that will be held on June 11, 2016. We hope and pray that all the dear families were blessed by the study today and continue with the activity for the whole family to enjoy. May God bless each and every one of you in your neck of the world, and may you have a blessed Sabbath rest.